Have you ever noticed how celebrities have brighter, wider looking eyes? Their makeup artists have a little secret in their kit. Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute. It literally happens right before your eyes to help them look brighter, wider, and more awake for up to 8 hours. No wonder it's so loved by influencers, celebrities, and makeup artists, and has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. Lumify is also the number one eye doctor recommended redness reliever eye drop, and it's FDA approved. No bleach, no dyes. Plus, it's made by the eye care experts at Bausch & Lomb, so whether you're on set, on a date, or running on just a few hours of sleep, you can have eyes that look brighter and wider with Lumify eye drops. When you try it, you'll see that it's what your eyes have been looking for. Check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. Apartments.com believes having a gym in your building does way more than just get you in shape. It turns your entire life around and is a great place to scope out the hot guy that lives in your building. And by guy, I mean guys. Having a gym in your building makes it 10 times more likely that you actually end up, show up, and work out. I mean, it's 5 floors down or whatever it is. And you'll be saving money on a gym membership that you'll go to probably half as much. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live is easy. Apartments.com hosts more rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place, or a treadmill for that matter. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit apartments.com, the place to find a place.
It's Sophia Franklin, and you are listening to Sophia with an F.
But I think I'm in the mood for a quickie.
What do you think?
I told you I would never, ever, 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 ever be the bitch that lies about getting shit done to my face or my body or what have you. Ever. Hi, it's Mini Monday. It's Sophia with an F. And I just hope you guys are listening to this first thing in the morning on your way to work. I don't know, when I used to work at Morgan Stanley and wanted to blow my brains out, podcasts in the morning on my way to work while I was taking the subway were like a lifeline. So I just want to give you like a little update, story time. Let's see, where do we begin? Let's start with like a little weekend recap. Most of my weekends look the same. I usually spend Friday working pretty late. And then what happens is the resurrection of Christ. And I don't want to compare myself to Jesus Christ. I'll let other people do that. I go into a coma and I don't really fully wake up from it until Monday morning. It's like a bear in hibernation. And I understand this is the hottest I'm going to look, you know, like I probably have a few good years left and I'm young and I should be meeting my husband and I should be living it up on the weekends. The thing is, I kind of have an excuse. One being, I live it up during the week. The reason why I die over the weekend is, I think there's a few factors. My sleep schedule is fucked, so I will try to make up for it during the weekend. And making up for just one night of really bad sleep, which we all know I'm getting multiple nights like that, you can't really catch up on the weekend. However, my Aura Ring, if I were to pull up some of my sleep measurements or whatever, my sleep score after the weekend, I like want to pull it up right now. I'm talking 18 hours at a time, then a four-hour nap, then it will be 14 hours at a time. Like, can I really just pull this up right now? Because it's, people don't believe me. My friends and family will be like, where are you? Are you okay? And you know what? They all assume I was out till 5 a.m. doing Molly and ketamine and, like, you know, getting shit and da-da-da. And it's like, that no longer exists. When I say, like, I'm in a coma over the weekend, I'm in a coma. I'm awake for a few hours at a time, and that's usually me, like, eyes wide, half open, shut, whatever the fuck they are, closed, walking to the fridge, eating, scarfing something down, watching Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, and boom. So that's been my weekend ritual, if you will call it, for the last little while, but we are gonna get that fixed, okay? I think I'm, you know, skipping around the main thing, which is I got my first beauty enhancement done. I thought it was about time, but I want to walk you guys through it because I posted this thing on my Instagram story a few weeks ago, and I'm like in this doctor's office and I post and I just wrote like, I'm thinking about getting this procedure done, but I'm just not really sure about it. I don't know. I want to think it over before I like tell you guys what it is and you guys, you know, blast my inbox or whatever with all of your views on it. Which I love your views. I like to make mine well-informed decision and then let everyone come in and talk me out of it. You know what I'm saying? Can you feel it, Sleuths? The days are getting warmer and spring has officially sprung, which means spring break is here. Which for the older folk, that basically means people are going outside, they're staying outside, and they are staying out way longer. But the thing is, who wants to deal with those post-party struggles? I know I don't. I mean, I quite literally and physically can't at this stage in my life. And that's where my spring break essential comes in, which is Taste Salud. Say goodbye to the Sunday scaries with Taste Salud's hydrating drink mixes. Listen, I started my spring break a little bit early last weekend when my best friend Allie came to town and we had a night or two on the town, and how I felt, honestly, come Monday morning was better than any spring break party you can imagine. And that is a rare occurrence for me and has only started happening since I've started drinking Taste Salud religiously. Because unlike those big name brands we all know, Salud knocks it out of the park with their one-of-a-kind flavors. I'm drinking one right now. And no, it's not because I plan on drinking any kind of alcohol, but just because I'm trying to get hydrated and energized. I'm obviously drinking the horchata flavor, but you get to enjoy flavors like cucumber lime, hibiscus, and they even have mocktails now. Say hello to Paloma and strawberry margarita. Filled with electrolytes and vitamins that support hydration and boost immunity with less sugar. I'm talking only 1 gram of sugar per stick. This is exactly what you need to get your Sunday fun day going, regardless of what the rest of the day entails. And here's the best part. They're sharing the love with all of my listeners. Enjoy 10% off your first purchase with the code SOFIA10 at checkout. That's SOFIA and the number 10 at TasteSalud.com. Cheers to health this spring break season with Taste Salud. So I initially made a consultation with a plastic surgeon to get, I don't think any of you could guess, like in a million years, what it was, earlobe repair. You probably never noticed my ears because there's really nothing to notice. I have noticed, though, when I wear super heavy earrings, I'm talking like the fucking ones that are super in fashion right now, super on trend, I have one earlobe, I can't remember if it's my left or right, and it will hang down lower, it will like sag down lower than my other ear, and it would really bother me. And I never wear my hair down, which I wish I could. I wish I knew how to do a blowout at home, but I just fucking don't. And so I was like, you know what? I want to just get something done. I think it was also me just being antsy and like all these girls getting shit done and looking better and like taking care of themselves. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to start with the earlobe since I'm being such a pussy. So I go see the surgeon. I show her my ears. She's like, okay, let me guess. Like you sleep with your earrings in or da 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 da. And I'm like, yeah, sometimes. I really think it like stems from my ratchet days when I would wear just these huge hoops and then sleep in them or like throw clothes on over, take my clothes off, and it would just like rip, you know, it would just like tear my earring hole. And she looked at it and she said, I see what you're talking about. I'm gonna be real with you. No one else on the planet would notice this. So I was like, okay, I really like your style because you're complimenting me and telling me there's nothing wrong with me. And I love when I talk to a surgeon, I'm making it sound like I'm just like in and out of these like consultations with surgeons. I've been to one or two. I've gone with a bunch of my friends for a boob job or whatever. And 9 times out of 10, I see these surgeons, they're like, yep, I totally see what you're talking about. Let's go ahead and do it. I think this is what we can do. And for this lady to look at me and be like, so I see what you're talking about. This is something we definitely could fix. You do have, you know, like a scar and a little bit of a rip, but no one would notice this but you. And so that made me trust this surgeon right away. Let me add, this is the hottest plastic surgeon woman, Dr. Lafer, shout out. I was like, hold on, how old are you? Why are you that hot? And I'm asking how old you are, A, because you look so young, but I'm asking that because I just assume once you're a surgeon, you've been through the fucking ringer in medical school and da 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 da. And she was like, you know, I don't vape. So she threw that one in my face. We had like a fun little relationship. She was like, I'm not doing dry January. That was another reason I trusted her. She was just cool as fuck. So she tells me that we're going to do the ears, and I put a deposit down, and that meant I couldn't wear earrings for 6 weeks. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to ask the question I've been wanting to ask, even though this surgeon does rhinoplasties and things like that. And I asked her if she does Botox. And she said she does. And I was like, if I am going to get Botox done, I want a surgeon doing it. Like, I want top of the line, top notch. I don't care if I have to pay 5 times the amount. I'm not going on Groupon. I'm not like, you know, even taking a friend's referral. I want a surgeon doing it. So I'm like, wait a sec, let's talk Botox. She says, she looks at my face. She's like, we could do very, very, very minimal. I ask her if I should get filler for like the under eye. She says, absolutely fucking not. That's another reason why I trusted her. And so I left her office. I did some debating. I really went back and forth. And your bitch finally got Botox. I'm like so nervous. This guy I've been seeing on again, off again, like it's been the same story for a year or two now. I told him I was going to get it. He did what every guy does. And he's like, don't like do that to your face. That's crazy. Don't do it. I told this man I was getting a lash lift. And he responded as if I told him I was getting an eyeball transplant. I don't think men understand what these different procedures even mean. So I was just laughing because he probably is going to be coming over maybe tonight. I don't know. And I kind of just don't want to tell him, and I want to see if he notices shit. That's fun for me. So I got the Botox done. I know it takes like a week or two to like really settle in. It's my third day, which I heard is when it really sets in. I've definitely been noticing a dramatic difference. By the way, I only did a teeny tiny bit of like minimal Botox in the forehead and like right in between the eyebrows. I didn't touch like the rest of my face. I don't know how many units she put in. I mean, with my forehead, it was probably like 28, but I think I look hot as fuck, and I think I'm going to be a whore for all injectables and all procedures. And you're going to see me on Botched in like a year from now. So yeah, guys, I'm really excited about it. I told you I would never, ever, 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 ever be the bitch that lies about getting shit done to my face or my body or what have you, ever. And there you go. Cheers to Botox and being hotter than ever before. Although I am a little bit scared that in 2 weeks it's going to be even more intense and my face is going to be frozen and then I'm going to really freak out. But with that, sleuths, our mini is minying, and I love you guys so much, and I will talk to you next week. Bye.